Hi, this is Edward Thompson from the All Things Git podcast. This isn't actually an episode of the All Things Git podcast, but instead this is some bonus material. We had extra stuff. We had so much content when we recorded episode number 5 at the Bloomberg Git Sprint weekend that we had to cut some of it. And one of the things that we cut was Christian Kuder explaining what he was working on with Git Bisect, but it was super fascinating. So we wanted to make sure that we made it available to you as an extra download. So be sure to check out All Things Git episode number 5. You can find it on allthingsgit.com. That's got the rest of the content from the Bloomberg Git Sprint weekend. But here is Christian explaining what he's working on with Git Bisect.
So my name is Christian Kuder, and I am from Paris, France. I work for GitLab and Booking.com on Git itself. And I'm here to mentor people and also to go sightseeing a bit around London. Yeah, it's actually my first time in London. Maybe my third time in England, but my first time in London. Actually, I've been maybe 10 times in North America, but only a few times in England. Yeah, so my first area of the code when I started around 2006-2007 was Git Bisect. So I've been working on it for a long time. So I still review patches and discuss it on the mailing list. But working for Booking.com, I've been working on performance improvements, like Git rebase performance improvement, especially on Windows. So I've been thanked by your colleagues about it. And and Git status performance too. Now I'm working for Booking.com on the Git test performance framework. Our goal is to monitor how the different commands are performing over time over the different Git releases. So we hope to have something to show in the next few months. And for GitLab, I've been working on trying to integrate something like GitLFS, but into Git itself. So it's going quite slowly, but I'm also working with Ben Peart from Microsoft on this, and also with Google people. And so hopefully in the next 6 months, maybe there will be something or a start. And that's pretty much what I'm doing on Git these days. Okay, so this weekend I proposed two tasks related to Git Bisect. So one task was to try to find to fix a bug, which is to find and to fix it, because some people have been reporting it for a long time, but it's actually quite difficult to find a good test case. So actually the problem is that Git Bisect in some cases asks you to test merge bases especially when the good commit you give it is not an ancestor of the bad commit. But sometimes the bug is that it asks people to test merges like 50 times in a row. And of course, people are not happy with that because they feel that it's not doing its job. So a few people started working on this, and I tried to help them because it's an annoying bug, so it doesn't happen so often. But unfortunately, for now, it appears that at least when we were not able to easily reproduce it with simple test cases, but what one of the people involved, Gabriel, did was he created a script that tests two random commits and try to bisect with one of those two, which is good and the other bad, and it computes the number of merge bases that Git bisect asks the user to test. And so this works well on the Git repo itself. With this script, we found different test cases, and especially some test cases where indeed Git bisect asks the user to test 40 or 50 merge bases. The problem is that we want to reduce those test cases to a small graph so that it's easy to understand. But when we tried on cases where the user is asked to test only 3 or 7 merge bases, we found that Git bisect was doing the right thing, actually. So we have developed scripts to reduce the test case as much as possible, and I'm in the process of applying those scripts to one test case with 55 merge bases to test, but it takes a long time, so it's not finished yet, but hopefully it will work. Another thing I've been working on is, of course, helping others. So one person started, actually it's Thiago, who is also working for GitLab, but who was here only yesterday morning. So he started to work on Git bisect first parent. So it would be a new option to bisect only through the first parents. And it could be very useful because in many cases people don't have nice branches. They only check if things work on the merge commits. So in this case, it's really useful to know which merge commit introduced the bug instead of trying to go into each of the branches. And one other thing I've been trying to do is I'm trying to improve the makefile, because some people here have had problems, especially on Windows, because they didn't have all the tools like message format or TCLTK to build properly. So I'm trying to improve the error message in those cases.
So again, be sure to check out the rest of the episode. You can find us at www.allthingsgit.com and on Twitter and Facebook as @allthingsgit. Thanks for listening.